This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So the suspects in the Maine massacre that occurred, killing some 18 people, wounding many more, has been found, we understand, according to police, found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot in the area of Lisbon Falls, Maine, found near a dumpster near a recycling plant. This, according to authorities there, Fox News, quoting a Lewistown Police Department official, David St. Pierre, saying, "Our community can now breathe a sigh of relief." Police found the suspect, Robert Card, on Friday night at 7:45 p.m., according to reports. So, the people of Maine no longer having to shelter in place, no longer wondering when and where this particular deranged gunman, obviously a mentally ill individual because of the mental treatment that he evidently received just recently, could pop up anywhere because they were looking all over the state, literally. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this weekend edition of the program. And here it is. We're here Saturday morning. We're live 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., of course, broadcasting on our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida, and then out to all of our great radio affiliates as well across the country on the GCN network. You can call in at 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And if you'd like to go to my home website as well, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send me a direct message, and we'll see it here during the broadcast. Or if you're hearing this broadcast at a different time during the weekend, because it's played on different stations at different times, an hour here, an hour there, 2 hours here or 2 hours there, that kind of thing, you can go ahead and go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can check out my social media as well, Facebook and X, otherwise known as Twitter, but Facebook and X. You can find the links there. Plus, you can send me a direct message, and you can subscribe to my podcast. You can do all kinds of great things at KyleWarrenShow.com. We hope that you take a moment to go over there. We did hear from Richard the Marine up on his central his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning, 55 degrees and clear. Well, once again, good morning, Richard. Semper Fi to you, sir. And again, we have so much to tell you about as we go through this weekend edition. You know, one of the things that happened as we went through this week, again, we got a brand new Speaker of the House. Finally, a Speaker of the House is there, and now the business of the government, the business of the GOP in particular, can now begin to move forward. Representative Mike Johnson, he's, of course, Republican out of Louisiana, was elected Speaker of the House. And he had some pretty interesting things to say just after receiving the gavel. And I'd like to go over them here a little bit, quick audio clip of what he's talking about. He's going to start off talking about the national debt is really a national security problem. And I agree completely. Of course it is. Our energy, by the way, our lack of energy independence now is a major issue in terms of national security. So let's listen in and hear what newly minted Speaker Mike Johnson had to say about the debt and then also about division as well. Let's listen in.
The greatest threat to our national security is our nation's debt. And while we've been sitting in this room, that's right, the debt has crossed almost $33.6 trillion. And the time that it's going to take me to deliver this speech will go up another $20 million in debt. It's unsustainable. We have to get the country back on track. Now, we know this is not going to be an easy task, and tough decisions will have to be made. But the consequences, if we don't act now, are unbearable. We have a duty to the American people to explain this to them so they understand it well. And we are going to establish a bipartisan debt commission to begin working on this crisis immediately. Immediately. We all know that we also live in a time of bitter partisanship. It was noted. And it's been on display here today. Right? When our people are losing their faith in government, when they're losing sight of the principles that made us the greatest nation in the history of the world, I think we've got to be mindful of that. We're going to fight. We're going to fight vigorously over our core principles because they're at odds a lot of times now in this modern era. We have to sacrifice sometimes our preferences because that's what's necessary in a legislative body. But we will defend our core principles to the end. In his farewell address, thank you. In his farewell address, President Reagan explained the secret of his rapport with people. And I like to paraphrase his explanation all the time. He said, you know, they call me the great communicator, but I really wasn't that. He said, I was just communicating great things. And they're the same great things that have guided our nation since its founding. What are those great things? I call them the seven core principles of American conservatism, but let me concede to you all, I think it's really quintessentially the core principles of our nation. I boil them down to individual freedom, limited government, the rule of law, peace through strength, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and human dignity. Those are the foundations that made us the extraordinary nation that we are. And you and I today are the stewards of those principles. The things that have made us the freest, most powerful, most successful nation in the history of the world. The things that have made us truly exceptional.
Ah, very, very good words. Well spoken, Speaker Johnson. And folks, we're going to come right back. We've got a lot more to talk about. 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Where's the money? Third Watch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through this weekend edition of the program. Wherever you're listening from this weekend, whatever you're doing, we hope that you have some great weekend plans. We hope that your weekend is relaxing, for one thing. We hope that it's a time to recharge. Maybe just, put in those ear pods, basically. Put on your headphones. If you're driving in your car, if you're driving in your big rig, and you've got us on the radio as well, we're glad to be riding along with you. And this is one of our great privileges, by the way, on this program. If you're law enforcement, if you're first responder, we're saluting you as well. And whatever you're doing this weekend all across America, we're just glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us. It really does mean a lot. It means the world. And we're having a great time. And once again, I just want to give a special thank you to all the people who absolutely have to do what they do behind the scenes before we ever get to be on the air. It does take a lot of folks to do what they need to do, and I sure appreciate it, and I just want to say a special shout-out about that, because it's my great pleasure to come and talk to everybody and talk with you and then also talk to our great regular contributors throughout the week. And again, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to find links to listen live to the program. If you're ever missing the program, if you want to find my podcast, for example, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got links to listen live. And then here on the weekend edition, in just about 30 minutes or so, we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we'll be talking with her about Israel and obviously what happened in Maine and what's happening moving forward, not only with Israel, but with the entire sort of global situation, because it does need to be taken in total in so many ways. Even John Kirby the other day, we gave him an A+ for what he said going against the reporter that talked about, well, President Biden was harsh. President Biden had a harsh thing to say that, you know, in war there are casualties, and they found that very harsh to say. And Kirby turned it around and said, well, hey, what's harsh is coming across the border and, you know, massacring people and babies. Talk about harsh. I mean, it's just, this is where we're headed. This is what we're dealing with, folks. This isn't, it's not an exercise. You know, it's like, you know, batten down the hatches. This is not an exercise. Well, this is not an exercise at all. This is the real deal. We are in it, folks. We're not only fighting terrorist groups like Hamas, like we fought Al-Qaeda, for example. We're not only fighting this, we're fighting that mentality, of course, but we're also fighting the mind-boggling number of people, in terms of the ideas here, fighting their ideas that they think that supporting Hamas is the right thing. That somehow Israel's bad, and Israel, you know, and the, as I mentioned, the Cornell professor, who's now taking a leave of absence, saying that it was exhilarating to see the attacks. He was exhilarated. He was excited about it. How demented do you have to be in order to begin to hold those views? People hold views, right? And this is what this program's all about. I'm not afraid of the marketplace of ideas. I'm not afraid of it at all. But I think that it's important to point out that when you have the view that it's exhilarating that Hamas came in and killed everybody, that's, you got a screw loose somewhere, right? You definitely have a screw loose. And we just got to call it the way that it is. You can think that way, but we can also respond. We can also have our own opinion, by the way, about what you think. All right. Before we get back to some politics here, let's take a look at this. This is actually from Tech Radar, and it's saying Ford slams the brakes on its electric cars. Here's what that means for EVs. Well, I have a feeling what it might mean for EVs. EVs, while they're not going to go the way of the dodo, they're going to, they're not going to be quite as popular as some people might think for a myriad reasons. Although, you know, can electric cars be cool? I'm sure they can. I'm sure they can be super cool. Electric cars have all this torque. I mean, this immediate torque, and they can just take off and go super fast and this kind of stuff. But it's the practicality. It's the whether or not the market is really calling for this right now. So this from the article, despite headlines focusing on the fact that automotive manufacturers across the globe are rapidly phasing out the internal combustion engine, because the internal combustion engine is bad, right? It seems many companies are struggling with the slow consumer uptake of electric vehicles. Yesterday, Ford Motor Company announced that it is postponing the $12 billion it had planned to spend on a new EV manufacturing capacity, citing the fact that customers in North America are reluctant to pay the premium demanded by EVs. That's right. We want you to change over to electric vehicles. But here's the thing. It's going to be hard to charge them. It's going to be hard to find a place to charge them. It's going to take an awful long time to charge them. And then it's going to be super expensive. So, you know, it's not a trifecta, but it might as well be. You know, we got you covered, consumer. Consumer, you're going to love this. It's really difficult to use. It's difficult to charge. It's hard to find a place to charge them. And it's super expensive. That sells itself, doesn't it? It just really sells itself. According to CNBC, Ford plans to push back its planned spending on manufacturing capacity, including a scheduled second battery plant at a new campus in Kentucky. Although representatives for the Blue Oval were keen to point out that this would not impact its dedication to production future electric models. The consumer is going to decide what the volumes are, Ford Motor Company CFO John Lawler said in a recent briefing. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, we got to hold the phone right there. The what? The who? The what? The consumer, my friends. Ford, the CEO, John Lawler, or CFO rather, John Lawler, does he realize who's calling the shots on the EV thing? It's not the consumer. Not by a long shot, right? I mean, we got mandates. We have mandates to do this. We got to comply with the mandates. You know, you got to phase out, you know, great fun cars that have V8 engines in them, right? Why? Because we got to mandate the CAFE standards, right? We got to get those corporate average fuel economies where they need to be so that we can't have any more fun. You can't have, you know, it's this kind of stuff that just, you know, irks everybody out there. But again, he says the customer is going to decide what the volumes are. Ford is able to balance production of gas, hybrid, and electric vehicles to match the speed of EV adoption in a way that others can't. Regardless, the company revealed that its electric vehicle business unit called Ford Model E lost, drumroll please, $1.3 billion on an operating basis during the third quarter. Not this year, but the third quarter of this year. That's almost double the loss when compared to the same period in 2022. Well, I've mentioned this before. I know you've got a lot of early adopters that, in fact, I had a friend of mine the other day say something. I mentioned something about electric cars, and he said, well, you could get a white Tesla. that's right. You look out in the parking lot, and there's lots and lots of, you know, I live in Southern California, you know, so there's lots and lots of white Teslas out in the parking lot. It's almost, if you went to the grocery store, you may have a hard time figuring out which one is yours. Where did I park my car? Right? But the early adopters have already early adopted everything, right? And so they have their electric cars already, but the bulk of the car buying consumer, they have not yet decided that this is the way to go. They don't really want to adopt it. They can get a reliable used car if they really do need to get a car at this point, and they can find something for a good price, and they can put gasoline in it. Even though, yes, gas is very expensive, but at the same time, it's very difficult to go out and buy literally, you know, $60,000 or $70,000 vehicle and then charge it up. And by the way, it's really hard to charge. It's hard to find places to charge it. And then it's super expensive, right, to just buy the car. And then if you want to replace the battery, forget about it. Forget about it. All right, folks, we're coming back. Bottom of the hour break. Got to pay a couple of bills, a couple of special messages, and we'll be right back. Stay right there. Weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you.
Listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. The shelter-in-place order has been canceled, but hunting has been banned in cities around where the body was found. Israel is still at war with the Iranian-backed terror group Hamas after it launched surprise attacks on Israel earlier this month. Mark Regev is the senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He joins Fox News and says Hamas is committing war crimes.
What is new about Hamas is they don't hide their crimes. They take pride in their crimes, and they parade their crimes.
More than 1,400 Israelis and over 7,000 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict. Thanks for listening. It's much appreciated. Tim Berg, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, we're not going to bed yet. We are still racing across your radio dial in the overnight hours, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this weekend edition of the program. And don't forget, the call-in number is 949-822-7959. It's 949-822-7959. Has a nice ring to it. We like this new number, by the way. So please don't call the 1-877-969-8600 number because we have a brand new number for this program, 949-822-7959. And if you'd like to go to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, you can send me a direct message as well. And you can find out more about me, check out social media. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. And you can also, of course, subscribe to the podcast as well. So glad that you're able to head on over there and check that out. Before we get started into some of the other news that we're going to be talking about, I want to tell you about AM860. That's our flagship station, by the way, there in Tampa, Florida. AM860, The Answer, and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. With pivotal topics that'll shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet and greet session and a guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Get tickets now at theanswertampa.com. Countdown to Election 2024 is Tuesday, November the 14th. And again, tickets are available now at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com, brought to you by Wired Differently. So that sounds like that's going to be an enormously great time, the Countdown to election 2024. All right. So once again, folks, welcome back to the broadcast this morning. We talked a little bit about Ford Motor Company and the electric vehicles last segment. And in this segment, I do want to draw your attention here to there was an interesting exchange that was on Fox Business. And we have a little bit of an audio clip here, only because I think it's hard to explain, because I think it'll explain itself when you hear it, because you have a billionaire investor, Omega Advisors CEO Leon Cooperman, is a former, was a Columbia graduate, Columbia University graduate, and he has some very choice words for those folks who are praising Hamas. Now, you'll hear the anchor there sort of lead in with this question, and he just kind of pops in with his answer. It's really quite informative, yet entertaining at the same time. Let's listen in.
Billionaire investor and Omega Family Office Chair and CEO Leon Cooperman. Leon, I got to bring this up. It's so much in the news, especially in the last couple of hours. You are a proud graduate of Columbia Business School, class of 67, son of Polish-Jewish immigrants, first in your family to graduate from college. What do you make of what's happening at Columbia, well, and Harvard, Stanford, NYU as well? There was a student walkout at Columbia just a couple of hours ago, driven by Columbia professor Joseph Massad, who called the Hamas attack, quote, awesome. Where are we in the world when 1,300 Israeli civilians...
I think these kids at the colleges have for brains.
That's okay,
stop right there. So, as you know, that was had to be bleeped out, but that's okay. I think you can surmise what he said and the reaction he got. But he was just kind of sitting there as the anchor was asking the question, and he didn't even ask, didn't even wait for her to stop. In fact, let's run that back, because this is part of what's happening in our reaction to something that is completely out of the, you know, beyond the pale. Why don't support Hamas? They don't call the attack awesome. And he has a very choice way of putting it. Let's run it back, and we'll hear a little bit of it again right now.
The world when 1,300 Israeli civilians...
I think these kids at the colleges have for brains.
There you go.
That's
what he said.
Great. Yeah, we have one reliable ally in the Middle East. That's Israel. We only have... one democracy in the Middle East, that's Israel, okay? And we have one economy tolerant of different people, you know, gays, lesbians, etc., and that's Israel. So they have no idea what these young kids are doing, and that's one of the reasons I wrote my book. Now, the real shame is I've given to Columbia probably about $50 million over many years, and I'm going to suspend my giving. I'll give my giving to other organizations.
Wow.
Well, there you have it. There's, again, billionaire investor, Columbia University graduate, Omega Advisors CEO Leon Cooperman. And, well, you heard what he said. That was, you know, that's his opinion and his way of expressing that opinion. And this is the shock. The shock is that, yes, we have our ally in the Middle East. They're a democracy. They are open. They allow people to live their lives. Much different than what you might see across the border in Gaza. Hamas, you know, in other words, we see these signs that say free Palestine, or, you know, Palestinians shall be free. Well, last time I checked, didn't Hamas have the ability and they rule over them? Because they created what even Hillary Clinton called, not all that long ago, a terrorist haven. Look, you know, the people, and so to the extent of the idea that Hamas rules over the people with an iron fist and uses them only as cannon fodder and only as a means to an end to effect the extermination of Jewish people and the eradication of Israel. Well, that's right. The Palestinian people are not free because they're under the thumb and under the boot and under the rulership of terrible, horrible people who have bad ideas, ideas who just don't belong on planet Earth in the year 2023, but go over and talk to, you know, compatriots, the Taliban, and they probably have a big party. You know, and I'm not trying to be flip. I'm not trying to be flip. I'm simply, you know, just like this this gentleman, Leon Cooperman, I think is just overwhelmed him in the sense that, you know, there's only one way to talk, to say what this is. You know, he could have been very erudite. He said, well, you know, when we look at the, you know, such and such, and my thing I want to say is blah, blah, blah. You know, nope, he just sort of let it, he just let it rip. That's it. And you really don't blame him much for that. At least I don't. And, you know, I might not have expressed it exactly the same way, but, you know, we... I think he's, you know, he's taking the words right out of a lot of people's mouths. I think so. I really do think so. All right. you know, and it's almost, it's just weird, isn't it? It's weird that you have so much of this sentiment that goes against what Israel is trying to do, which is essentially protect their people. Stop Hamas, root it out. And, you know, we'd all have kind of a little bit of a different perspective. If, for example, now I live in Orange County, California, right? I'm here on the West Coast. Well, you know, our counties are pretty big. You know, they're pretty sprawling, you know, in the suburbs in Southern California and stuff like that. But, you know, if we're in Orange County, we're over by the coast. But yet if San Bernardino County continued to fire rockets at us, well, they'd be pretty close by, right? They'd be pretty close by. So it's different than countries that might be separated by an ocean, or they might be separated by little large areas of land, or what have you, big buffers. Well, there is no buffer in the Holy Land, in the Middle East, in Israel, right? There's no buffer. So these rockets and mortars and guided missiles or what have you, they just lob them over the border. We would have collectively a much different perspective if that were the case, right? If it was New Jersey versus New York City. I mean, it's this kind of proximity we're talking about here. And I'm not trying to make a joke about that at all. I'm just saying it would be a very, very different thing. Well, some of these young people, and I'm really kind of sad about it because obviously, you know, they've got the wrong information about a lot of this stuff. And it really is sad. Yes, the Palestinians should be out from under the thumb of the Hamas leadership, if you can call it that. Maybe we can find a way to do that. Folks, stay right there. Lots more to come right after this.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. Where's the money?
Into Kyle Warren.
Well, you know, I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream, but folks, we don't need chocolate chip ice cream because we have cookies and brownies. We have all kinds of great radio snacks for you here this morning as we go through the weekend edition. And welcome to everybody, of course, if you're just finding the program, by the way. This is the weekend edition of the weekday edition of the program. We're here Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 a.m., and that's Eastern Time, of course. And then the Saturday show, the weekend show, is 3 hours long, so it's 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. And by the way, if you're listening on AM 860, our flagship station there in Tampa, Florida, stay tuned after in the 5 o'clock hour for our good friend Chris Markowski, who we speak with on a nightly basis as well, Monday through Friday here on this program. And so stay tuned for him as well, because he's the watchdog on Wall Street. So you definitely want to check him out if you're in that area. And, of course, you can go to theanswertampa.com to pick him up on the live streams, wherever you are, all across planet Earth. So that's a good thing. Okay, so we're going to go into our second trucker traveler report of the morning. We've got another great song picked out. And we played this one the other night. We got a great response. We had a listener write in and say this is kind of exactly the song they needed to hear at that very moment. And so we decided to play it again. And here it is, of course. This is the late great, obviously. Still hurts, right? John Lennon with Instant Karma. Here we go, folks.
Day four. Instant karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right in the head. You better get yourself together.
John Lennon, Instant Karma. And that song has just got a great sound to it. You know, it's just one of his best, and definitely, you know, especially this time of year, you know, you start thinking about, unfortunately, it was in December when in 1980. And I remember that night as well when Howard Cosell broke into Monday Night Football and said that, broke the news that John Lennon had been shot in New York City. And the news came in there, I believe, shortly after, if not right at that time, that that he had been pronounced dead at the hospital. Very, very sad, terrible, tragic night. But John Lennon leaving behind, of course, this great body of work, and just really influential and one of a kind songwriter. That's for sure. Okay, so let's take a look at some of the weather as we did last hour. Let's take a look here real quick at some of the precipitation. We don't have a whole lot, but we do have some rain. Rain and snow going on right now. This is west of Denver, Colorado, on I-70 over near Eagle and Parachute down to Grand Junction, south down to Montrose and Telluride, and we're seeing a lot of snow up in the higher elevations there on the radar map. There's even snow and rain on the radar at this time up near Meeker and Craig, Colorado. We also have a large band of rain coming up from across the border in Texas, and this is going to be, looks like, just across the border there from Langtree, and in a band heading over through Sonora, Texas, up through Brady, and then over to Hamilton, and then sort of in a straight line all the way to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where we are seeing some bands of heavy rain and moderate rain as well. We continue, of course, with the winter weather advisories that we saw last hour heading into this weekend. Freeze watch and freeze warnings all the way from Seattle down to Medford, Oregon, all the way down Interstate 5, dipping down a little bit into Northern California, Southern California, in the high deserts, and even over to Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got wind advisories coming up for this weekend. Those of you listening on 101.5 KDON, you may get some of that windy weather as well, but especially if you're over in the high desert coming up through there, Interstate 15 through Barstow and Baker, you might encounter those winds as well. So, of course, also we continue freeze warnings in Kansas, up through Iowa, southern part of Iowa, into southern Wisconsin. And as we go into this hour as well, dense fog, this is going to be in the New Orleans area, up through almost to Jackson, Mississippi, but certainly all the way over towards Mobile, Alabama, and just before you get there to the panhandle of Florida. So be careful out there and stay safe. And we're glad to bring you the Trucker and Traveler Report. You know what else we're glad to bring you? We're glad to bring you Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning and happy weekend, Denise.
Happy weekend to you, too. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Well, you know, there's so much going on as we head into this weekend. You know, Israel is making some of their forays into Gaza. They have not started the huge ground invasion that we're expecting yet. Do you think that's going to be in the offing this weekend over the next 48 hours or so?
I think it's possible. I will say that I think where they really are here at this point is in a situation where they are, as they like to say in military lexicon, preparing the battlefield. And that's important to necessarily understand because they have to reduce the risk of their forces. And so going in there with bulldozers and big tanks and that kind of thing is part of that operation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in other words, yeah, as you said, they have to be ready, but Hamas tries to turn all this around saying, well, the Zionists are bombing our tunnels and they're killing hostages and Palestinians.
Well, how many warnings has Israel provided to Gaza the northern part of Gaza to get out, to move. Told them to go to the southern parts. And so if anybody's left in the northern parts, you know, whose fault is that?
Indeed. Indeed. Well, and this is what they want to do, though, too. And this is the Hamas terror leadership, for lack of a better terminology. They want this kind of propaganda, and they want these kinds of casualties, I hate to say, but only because they can try to use it against Israel and the West.
Well, and they're very good at that. They've got quite a propaganda architecture that they use worldwide. Now, I'm not believing the numbers that they publish, whatever numbers they are, of those that have been killed or injured.
Right.
Because remember, it's coming from Hamas.
Exactly. So, exactly right. Yeah, we don't trust what they say, but no. They do try to get away with it. Well, Denise, hold on there for a moment because we're going to go to the top of the hour news. Folks, you'll hear the news, and then, of course, we'll be right back with you on the other side. Kyle Warren with you. We'll be back with Denise Simon and much more right after this. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.